This guy's a manipulative piece of shit. That's what he is.
Seriously?
Wow.
Psycho behavior.
He is psycho. For real. Welcome to the Laundry Basket Podcast. I am Rita.
And I'm Salima.
And in the Laundry Basket today, we are tossing a bunch of dirty laundry.
Yes, dirty laundry.
So we had a podcast a few months ago, episode that we did, which was we were reading through a Reddit thread that is called Am I the Asshole? And we were just full on judging the stories and providing our criteria of what consists of asshole behavior.
Yes.
And we're going to do it again.
These people put their stories out there is the thing. It's anonymous.
Yeah.
So they're asking for judgment. They want to know what do we think? So we're just giving them our opinions. Okay.
I think it's just good because especially that we don't have, what's that word that we came up with? The shitten tucking or whatever.
Cafe. I don't remember the word, but I remember the German concept, right? Like just talking shit. And having going coffee. For
having coffee to talk shit, and like we don't have anyone to talk shit about, so this is our
outlet.
Is the proxy shit talking.
Yes. Okay, we're just gonna dive right in.
Go ahead, Salima. She's the host for this.
I'm gonna be reading these stories and then we'll do a group project for judgment. Okay, first story. Am I the asshole for being truthful and admitting that I find my wife unattractive after her surgery? That's the title. We're going to jump in. My wife had plastic surgery recently. We had discussed it and I was against it. It was not my decision and ultimately I had no say. She looks weird now. She had the fat sucked out of her face, lip fillers, a neck lift, other stuff I don't really get. She gives me uncanny valley vibes now. It freaks me out. She's fully healed and wants us to go back to normal, like me initiating sex. I have done so, but not as much as I used to. And I try and make sure there is very little light. It's been a few months and I kind of dread having to look at her. Obviously, she has noticed. She has been bugging me to tell her what's up. I've tried telling her I'm just tired from work, or that I'm run down, really anything except for the truth. She broke down and asked me if I was having an affair. I said that I wasn't. She asked to look at my phone. I unlocked it for her and handed it over. I wasn't worried about her finding anything because there's nothing to find. She spent an hour looking through it and found nothing. She asked me to explain why I changed. I tried explaining that I just wasn't that interested right now. Nothing I said was good enough for her. She kept digging. I finally told the truth. I wasn't harsh or brutally honest. I just told her that her new face wasn't something I found attractive and that I was turned off. She asked if that was why I turn off all the lights now. I said yes. She started crying and said that she needed time alone. She went to stay with her sister. I have been called every name in the book since this happened. Her sister said I'm a piece of shit for insulting my wife's looks. Her friends all think I'm the asshole. I tried not to say anything. I can't force myself to find her attractive. I still love her, but her face is just weird now. She looks like the blue alien from The Fifth Element.
Nancy. Wow. This is deep. Like, I'm thinking, yeah, we're going to gossip. And I'm like, wait a minute. These are like very serious issues about life.
Yeah, this one is a little bit heavy.
Initially,
heavy in a 21st century chosen way.
Well, it's still heavy because I find it very heavy. I find it very heavy.
It is.
I feel so much compassion for this guy, so much empathy, actually, like, because I can see myself reflected in him. Like, even if a friend of mine had a surgery, like, but anyways, let's say it's Julio who decided to go through all these surgeries and he wouldn't really look like himself anymore.
Yeah.
Wow. I would Yeah, because we're not talking like, let's say somebody had is going bald, and then they do like hair implants, or somebody like, you know, or I don't know,
or like that, you know, they had an injury and had to like get something repaired or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, have a breast augmentation after like childbirth because your breasts are just super not where you want them. Like, I feel like there's kind of a line of like reasonable amount of plastic surgery, and then there's just like changing everything for no reason.
Because I kind of imagine the kind of face this girl might have now. Mm-hmm. And how
we've all seen it.
Yeah, it's the Instagram face, right? Yeah. So first of all,
you did it right.
Yeah, there's two situations here, because sometimes there's some men who just really don't like those kind of done up faces. And then there's also the issue of you don't look like who I fell in love with. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So and now, yeah, like, regardless of what face you look like, and also it's like it wasn't a gradual thing for him to get used to it. I don't know if that would have been any better. Like, maybe you start with just like lip fillers.
Right.
And maybe, yeah, like the following year you do whatever she did, you lift up your eyes or whatever it is she did.
Yeah.
Because, and at the same time, then you go into the girl's shoes, then you're like, well, she did it for herself. Like, if she wants to look like that and she's happy. And it's not like the guy tossed her away. It's just, you know, he's trying to deal with it.
He's trying to just not say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I feel like if we're going to just come out and make a decision, I feel like he's not the asshole because he's trying. And I think the sister is the asshole, first of all. Yeah, the sister. I think the sister also is probably coming with good intentions of wanting to defend her sister. But it's like, yo, there's some nuance here. There's a little bit of like both parties have valid feelings.
And
this is a tough conversation that they're going to have to keep having, because it's not just going to go away. Like, this is...
She can't reverse the thing either.
Nope.
So now she has to walk around knowing that her husband doesn't think she's pretty, but the, you know what stings even more is that he used to think she was pretty before. So right. It's like totally ruined it.
Yeah, I guess it opens up another question. Like, if you really wanted to change something about yourself, like, would your partner saying that they didn't want you to change it be enough for you mm-hmm. to decide not to? Or would you still ultimately just do it for yourself?
Good question. So I think there are some things that are, for example, I have long hair.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, or Julio's dreads. I like his dreads. And then he's like, oh, I'm going to cut off my dreads.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, I don't want you to cut them off. Don't. But then he's like, oh, I'm still going to do it. It's fine. I mean, it's just there, you know?
Yeah.
But if he's like, oh, I'm going to get a lip reduction.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to tell, because at the end of the day, what am I going to do? It's his body.
Right.
Not like I'm okay, but me. Okay, let's see.
For you,
what about him. Yeah. For me, if he's like, "Don't cut your hair," or "I want to get breast implants," and he's like, "Don't do it," I think it depends a little bit. Okay, the feminists are there. I'm probably not gonna like my answer, but this is my answer. And this is my answer without having thought about this very deeply. This is like a 2 minutes, you know, thought, but. If the thing I'm going to change affects our sex life, I feel like I do have to consider his opinion, because that involves him.
Right.
So if I'm like, I want to get fake boobs, and he's like, I'm not into fake boobs. Yeah. Now I know this is going to have an impact. So like, if I go through with it, I feel like it's kind of me just being like, fuck our sex lives. I want my sex. I want my boobs. Like,
well, yeah, I completely agree. And I feel like that's part of the beautiful things. That's part of the most beautiful part of romantic relationships. It's like you learn, like, as much as people like to be like, oh, like you shouldn't need anyone else. And like, you can validate yourself and be confident. Like a lot of your confidence comes from your partner, like loving you and appreciating all these parts of you. So it's like kind of reframing like the validation that you need from other people. And maybe, I mean, maybe if the breast like augmentation is to validate yourself, because every time you look in the mirror, you're like, I really just don't like how they look. That's one thing. But if it's like, because you're trying to keep up with other people who have big boobs, but your partner thinks your little boobs are beautiful, like that's an opportunity, I feel like, to embrace your small boobs and be like, well, he thinks they're, or she thinks they're amazing. And like, I feel like it helps, like it, like my relationship has empowered me to love things about myself that before maybe I was like insecure about. And I think that's a cool part of relationships. So like it could be an opportunity to just embrace the things that maybe you want to change and instead be like, well, he thinks they're sexy, so I don't care. Like, why do I need to pay money to change this and go under the knife?
Yeah. And I think that girl missed an opportunity to have an honest, or many, many honest conversations with her husband about what he found beautiful in her that could have helped her. Like you said, okay, fine, you should just appreciate yourself on your own, but also it helps when someone else appreciates you.
Yeah. And maybe you can see yourself through another lens instead of just like critiquing yourself, because the media does make it hard to just appreciate our flaws when like our partners really appreciate those things sometimes. And that's so cool. I love that.
Yeah.
Our relationship. So anyway,
but okay. So the point here is the guy, I don't think he's an asshole. I think he's entitled to wanting to feel like the woman he married is a certain way. I don't know. What is he going to do? Pretend he's attracted when he's not?
Like, I mean, he's been doing that.
He's been trying.
Didn't get him very far. Yeah. All right.
Okay. All right.
Moving on.
Well, that was super deep.
Okay. Sorry. The next one. Okay. So some of these, it's like gray areas. Some of them, it's just like, no, you're the asshole. This one, I feel like we're going to have a very... we're going to agree on this one. Am I the asshole for shaming my creepy uncle on a family cruise? I, a female, 19 years old, am currently on a massive family cruise with over 24 relatives, a mix of close and extended family. This trip was supposed to be a fun getaway, but it turned sour after a karaoke night that blew up, and now I'm at odds with much of my family. After karaoke, one of my uncles, who I've barely interacted with over the years, got extremely drunk. In front of a group that included my teenage cousins, he made a comment about me saying, "Isn't she a hot piece of ass?" and followed it up with a lewd gesture. Some of my cousins, mostly the teenage boys, laughed along with his joke. This uncle has always been popular among the younger male relatives because he's the cool guy who talks openly about girls and sex and parties and all other adult stuff, making him somewhat of an idol to them. Feeling violated and upset, I turned to Instagram to vent. I posted about the incident without naming names, but made it clear that I found his behavior creepy and unacceptable. I thought my friends and perhaps empathetic family members would support me, but the backlash was immediate and intense. My parents are livid with me. They argue that in today's Me Too era, it's incredibly hard to be a man and that my actions contribute to what they perceive as anti-straight discrimination.
I never heard that one. I haven't either.
Whoa.
I'm just like, wait, what?
They've demanded that I apologize to my uncle and take down the post, claiming I've embarrassed the family and made a mountain out of a molehill. The reaction from the rest of the family has been mixed, but notably, my teenage male cousins on my dad's side, who think the uncle is so cool, have been making my life hell day and night, mocking me, calling me feminist bitch, trying to trip me at the buffet and at the pool, throwing pool noodles at me. Their parents, my dad's brother and sister, refuse to do anything about it. My parents say I should apologize to them for what I did.
Damn.
This is why I don't go on cruises. You're stuck there.
Okay. Oh. Wow. I mean, is she an asshole?
No.
Well, there's something about airing the dirty laundry on Instagram. Like, is that necessary?
I think 100% not necessary, but mm-hmm. She is 19 and stuck on a cruise ship with a bunch of assholes.
She is 19. Yeah. Damn, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, the uncle is an asshole.
And a creep.
This represents everything we were talking about in the other episode where we were saying, like, the whole, like, socialized men, predators, women having to just deal with it. This is horrible. Yeah,
this is awful. Like, everyone except for her sounds like an asshole, in my opinion. Oh. I feel like we can just leave it at that. Like, I don't really know what to say about this family. Maybe run.
Yeah, swim.
Family get together. Yeah. Swim.
Ah, oh, poor girl.
Am I the asshole for telling my husband if he fights for custody of his kids, I will divorce him? I, 27-year-old female, am vehemently child-free. I'm sterilized and have no intention of having or caring for any child. I married my husband, a 33-year-old male, last year and did not know he had any children until 5 days ago.
Whoa. Okay there. Damn. Holy shit. Okay.
I travel for work for myself, and have amazing pay for very few active working hours. I am a honeymoon planner owning my own business. We have a joint account for bills and our own separate accounts for savings and fun money. My husband sat me down 5 days ago and told me he hadn't been completely honest with me, and revealed he has 2 children, 10-year-old boy and a 7-year-old girl. He pays regular child support. However, it dips into his fun money, and he wants to be able to have fun like I am. So he said he would fight for 50-50 custody. I was furious he had lied to me, and was even more angry when he told me he wanted 50-50. He works 12 to 16 hour shifts as a nurse, and that would mean I would have to take care of the children when I'm not working or are working from home. I told him if he fights for custody, I will leave him. We have a prenup, so a divorce will be rather simple. I get 100% of my business, all of my savings and fun money, and the house as I inherited it from my grandmother. He called me an asshole and told me I should step up so that he can have more money in his savings and for fun.
What the fuck?
And because the kids won't be much hassle due to their ages. So am I the asshole for telling him I will divorce him if he goes through with filing for custody?
She's the badass bitch, and I love her.
Girl, divorce him regardless.
Oh, like yesterday, divorce him. Oh my God.
What else is
this guy? This is like things piling up one on top of the other. He's a mega asshole. Like he's like the asshole for lying, then the asshole for wanting to just like cruise on her lifestyle. Like he's probably regretting having kids and wants her lifestyle and is like trying to bring her down and be like, no, you have to have like the same responsibilities. We have a theme today. It's all these what's the word? Misogynistic.
It's a bad
I'm getting theme. A vibe today.
I mean, it is the world we live in, so
I guess.
But I feel like even if I feel like her question here, no, she's not the asshole, but I feel like she's being a little bit naive, because even if he doesn't fight for 50-50, then you're just cool with him being a shit father. Like, that's questionable also. Like, he's just lied about his children for how many years and now like is cool with not letting them be in his life so that he can have you. Have like, fun. It's just questionable person so all around.
It feels like this guy just unmasked so much through that.
Right.
And she needs to run. Yeah. She needs to get out.
Run. I agree. Okay.
He probably portrayed himself as this just like hardworking nurse, and like she's probably thinking, yeah, you know, we have this. And he had this whole other plan in his head all along.
Yeah, there should be like a background check on people before you get married, where it's like, hey, just FYI, in case you didn't know.
How did he hide it?
Like, how did they not talk about that?
No, if he was able to hide it, it's because he's a shit father. Like,
right. That goes 100%. How do you hide that? Like, you're just never available for your kids, basically, is what that means.
No, you're lying. Like, you're going to go see your kids, but you're telling her you're going to work, or which is just
sketchy.
Weird. Oh,
super sketchy.
Yeah. Huh.
Okay. Am I the asshole for saying to my mom at a family dinner, well, I wouldn't stay with a man who hits my kids, so I guess we have different priorities.
Okay.
I'm low contact with my parents because growing up, my dad was physically abusive and my mom was emotionally absent / neglectful. They're in town visiting other family members, and we all decided to have a family dinner to catch up. For some background, my boyfriend will usually get me a nicer main gift for whatever holiday we're celebrating, along with one or two smaller side gifts. The side gifts are usually something like a funny t-shirt or a stuffed animal. Last year for my birthday, one of the smaller gifts my boyfriend got me was a sweatshirt from Costco. It's just a gray sweatshirt with Costco's logo printed repeatedly all over it. So like American.
So detailed too.
My boyfriend said he just saw it and thought I would like it, and he was right. I really like it. I wear it all the time. I wore the Costco sweatshirt to family dinner last night. Someone at the table complimented it, and I said, thanks, my boyfriend got it for me for my birthday. My mom scrunched up her nose and loudly said, he got you a sweater from Costco for your birthday? I told her that that wasn't the only thing he got me for my birthday, and she replied, oh, good. I would never stay with a man who gave me a sweatshirt from Costco as a gift. I was pretty put off at that point, so I said, well, I wouldn't stay with a man who hits my kids, so I guess we have different priorities. My mom didn't really respond at that point, and I could tell my dad was pissed.
Oh, her dad was there.
I love this. They stayed pretty quiet throughout the rest of dinner. They don't like it when I bring up the fact that they used to hit us kids in front of people outside of our immediate family. My mom and dad were pretty angry at me when everyone else left, though, and told me there was no need to embarrass my mom at dinner. They asked me to apologize, and I won't. I'm second guessing, though. Am I the asshole?
I think she's a bit of an asshole.
But in a good way, right?
Yeah, remember we talked about this last time, that we always find that one story that we're like, yeah, that's an asshole behavior that we totally think is necessary.
Yes, sometimes you have to be the asshole, right? Like, or you don't have to, but sometimes it just feels good. Like, you just do it, and you walk with pride of being the asshole.
Sometimes it's just everyone benefits from the assholeness, because it kind of just, I don't know. There's no, you just get your
everyone
moment.
Was thinking it, or everyone exactly. Just like has their own thing to bring up with the parents, and it's like feels good for everyone. They're like, yeah, hello. The mom was also being kind of an asshole with the like dig about the gift. Like, no, whatever.
The mom was being an asshole, but that wasn't the time to bring up what this girl brought. Like, this girl just dropped the mic. Like, she just went. The mom was being like a little bitchy.
Yeah.
The girl was like an asshole. She was like, oh, you want to go there? You want to try me?
I love it. Best kind of asshole, I think. Okay. This
Do you
is
have
our
a
last
story?
One.
No, you guys are
okay. Oh, wait, what?
I was going to ask if you had done anything that you feel like you're questioning if you're an asshole.
No, I know when I'm the asshole.
There's like, it's not a debate.
It's fine. I am the asshole a lot, I think, but it's good. It's warranted.
All right.
How about you?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's plenty of time that I was the asshole.
That you're like not sure?
No, that I was.
That you were.
and then I'm like too busy to like deal with it. And I'm just like, whatever. They'll get over it, or
yeah,
the world will move on kind of thing.
I feel, again, to bring it back to misogyny, I feel like a lot of the times as women, we're like taught to be small and like never be too harsh or hard or whatever. And it's like, yeah, no, let's be the assholes. Mm. Like, it's fine. I think it's healthy fine. That we're just like, yeah, we are. And it's fine.
Yeah. Tough skin, whatever.
Yeah.
You'll get over it.
Okay. Am I the asshole for digging in my heels about sex in a prenup? I honestly can't believe I'm asking this, but my boyfriend has gotten so mad that I'm feeling a little crazy now. Both 34 years old, he had a terrible marriage before me that ended in a dead bedroom, and he's determined to never go back to that life again. Understood, I think that sucked for him to experience. So now he wants a prenup and literally wants to write in the prenup that we will have sex X amount of times a week, or else I get absolutely nothing in the divorce. I already agreed to a 50-50 prenup of marital assets, and we keep what we came into the marriage with. Now, that's not enough for him. He wants me to prove that I won't stop having sex with him in the future. I tell him I can't prove the future, and putting something in writing doesn't prove that. Now he says I must have a guilty conscience if I won't sign these terms, because if I'm so certain it won't happen, then what's the problem? But to me, it makes me feel like a sex slave and not a loved wife or partner.
This guy's a manipulative piece of shit. That's what he is.
Seriously?
Wow.
Psycho behavior.
He is psycho. For real.
Like, who really in their right mind is like demanding that? Like, do you think you own this person? Like,
yeah.
What if you guys get in a fight?
Yeah.
What if she's on her period and feels horrible? What if she has COVID? What if she is pregnant and like in pain? Like, what?
This is giving off like rapist behavior big time. Like, what the fuck?
Creepy. And especially the clause, I would maybe understand if he was like sex 5 times a week with like whatever, like exceptions of like sickness or travel or whatever, like whatever they come to an agreement on. But if this doesn't happen, we just split 50-50 still. But the fact that he's like, well, if it doesn't happen, I get everything. Like,
yeah, I know.
What?
He's just messed up to another level.
Where? What?
Wow.
Why are people like that?
Why are they? This is what he for sure has a boy mom.
Oh, yes.
Like, this is
he is entitled to this,
but in like a really violent way,
creepy way. Yeah, like it feels like he's taking out all this anger about his ex and his like previous marriage on this new relationship. And it's like, yo, that's
he's taking it to a level. He's taking it to a level that I feel like he already had weird tendencies even before the whole ex thing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
because
true.
One thing is being
true
insecure, like, oh, am I going to be satisfied sexually? Another thing is wanting to manipulate your partner
right.
into it, which is what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
So that manipulation thing, that's part of his personality. Like, that's something he's probably doing at other levels of life as well.
Right.
So the guy is just a freak.
Well, and also she says in the thing that they both had marriages that ended in a quote unquote dead bedroom. So, and look at the way she's handling it. She's not holding him hostage about it. She's just like, I understand it was hard for him, but like, I'm here living my life normally. Like, I'm not holding
also
people
talking hostage. About it. You're talking about it so much like that. You're just killing it. I mean, like, what a romance. Like, what a passionate sex are you going to have after that?
You got to check like, it off a box for the week. Like, oh, shit, check. It's Sunday. We're only at 4. We're only at 3. We got to get him in. Like,
or totally else right. You're losing all your inheritance. Like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
That is literally, I think that's what used to happen, like, back in the day, that, you know, the women would be sold off. And they had to deliver. And if not, the guy, would toss them out and she wouldn't get anything.
Awful.
So her only way out was to like get pregnant. So at least maybe through the child, she could get something. Like, this guy is like medieval. Like, what the fuck?
And deranged.
Like, ugh.
Yeah.
Sorry, but it seems like there's a lot of still just men who need to figure out their shit.
Yeah, I mean, we could have We could have come to that conclusion before this, but yes, it's rampant. These men. Damn.
And then, but you know what sucks? The girls are wondering if they're the assholes.
Right. What? Which it's like the thing that we said on the last episode about like, am I the asshole for like not cooking dinner enough this week? It's like, I mean, I think ours are like less, but still, no, we're not the asshole. What the fuck? Jesus.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was great.
Moral of the story is if you are a woman, just be an asshole.
More. Yeah. If you're wondering if you're an asshole, you're probably not.
Yeah. 9 times out of 10, it's a no.
Yeah. And if you are, just enjoy it.
Yeah. And just stand firm in it.
Yeah. I'm going to share something today. Something I found. So it's the same podcast producers that I really like called Wondery.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
And they have a whole huge podcast called Even the Rich that is like, eh. But anyways, they have a they have a series on Taylor Swift.
Oh.
And a lot of the people are sick of, you know, hearing about Taylor Swift. But they go into her story, and I think her story is interesting. Okay. With all the whole saga of like what happened with Ye and she like rose again and now like so anyways, you can get entertained with rich people's stories.
Okay.
Called Even the Rich. And I just love how they tell the stories, really. That's what
interests
me the most.
They do such a good job with all of their their productions. Okay.
So that's that. That's our sharing is caring segment.
Yeah. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, please share it with someone else. Maybe they're interested in being an asshole or they're wondering themselves. Hopefully they're not in any of these scenarios themselves. But
yeah.
We'll catch you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.